no one, my dinner, no medium metabolism.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong was taken into custody on Monday after pleading guilty to charges of illegal assembly linked to a demonstration last year. If he's convicted, the charges could result in a jail sentence of up to 3 years. Two other activists, Ivan Lam and Agnes Chow, were also remanded into custody on Monday. The demonstration, for which they're being prosecuted, took place near Hong Kong police headquarters last year in June. As Beijing moves to assert more control over Hong Kong, Wong, Lam, and Chow are among many who've been calling for Hong Kong to retain its autonomy. The arrests have drawn criticism from Western governments who say China is not fulfilling its obligation to allow Hong Kong a high degree of autonomy since Britain handed its former colony back to China in 1997. China denies that accusation and says Hong Kong is its internal affair. Wong was not a leading figure in last year's protests, but his activism career has drawn Beijing's anger hours after China's parliament passed a sweeping national security law for Hong Kong earlier this year. Wong disbanded his pro-democracy activist group. Under the new law, any activity Beijing considers subversion, secession, terrorism, or collusion may receive up to life in prison. A large-scale trial shows a coronavirus vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford stops 70% of people from developing COVID symptoms. The success rate is less than vaccines developed by Pfizer and Moderna, which each show about 95% success rate. But it's a cheaper vaccine to make and easier to store, which makes it more viable for widespread use. Scientists say they hope perfecting the dosage will increase its success rate. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States and Germany are beginning to lay out their plans to distribute vaccines against COVID-19 in some cases as early as next month. The United States has set preliminary plans to begin vaccinating some groups starting as early as December 12th. That's 2 days after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is scheduled to review a vaccine made by Pfizer. In the U.S., healthcare workers would be among the first to receive the vaccine. A joint investigation by Kaiser Health News and British newspaper The Guardian found that nearly 1,400 frontline healthcare workers in the United States have apparently died of COVID-19. One-third of those victims were nurses. German Health Minister Jens Spahn told reporters Sunday that there is reason to be optimistic that a vaccine would be approved in Europe before the end of the year. He said after that approval, vaccinations could begin right away. At the G20 summit this weekend, 20 of the world's richest nations' leaders vowed to work together to ensure that vaccines against COVID-19 will be made available to the most poor and vulnerable populations. The Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reported Sunday that more than 58 million people around the world have been infected with the coronavirus and more than 1.3 million people have died of it. The U.S. continues to lead the world in infections with more than 12 million cases. Ethiopia's prime minister has issued an ultimatum to Tigrayan regional forces to surrender or face a military offensive on the state's capital of Mekele. The Ethiopian army has been battling local forces in Tigray since conflict broke out on November 4th. That's when the prime minister sent the National Defense Force into the area after accusing local forces of attacking a military base there. A blackout of internet and phone communications in the region has made it difficult to confirm a death toll and reports of violence. Tigray is the northernmost of Ethiopia's 9 regional states. Tensions have been building in the region since September 9th, when Tigray defiantly held a regional election after the prime minister postponed the polling, citing the coronavirus pandemic. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said Sunday that his country will lead international efforts to combat climate change. He said this in comments on the sidelines of the G20 summit on Sunday. Suga has already said that Japan will aim for net zero emissions by 2050, making a green society one of his key policy priorities. He added, addressing climate change is not a constraint on economic growth, and promised Japan will lead international society in realizing a decarbonized world. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.
He's known as one of the most successful songwriters of the 2000s, who also made a name for himself as a Grammy Award-winning performer. If it's pop, dance, or soul, this week's featured artist has proven he can deliver a hit. I am the Lady DJ, and this week we are shining the Soul Lounge spotlight on Ne-Yo.
My sexy
to the top started with a song that he wrote in 2004 for a young singer signed to Clive Davis's J Records. Let Me Love You was the first single from Mario's sophomore album and his most successful to date. Written by Ne-Yo, it became an instant hit, spending 9 consecutive weeks at the top of the Billboard 100 chart, eventually earning the distinction of being the 8th most successful song of the decade. It was this next song that solidified Ne-Yo's position in the music industry as a bona fide hitmaker. Here's Mario with Let Me Love You, written by this week's spotlight artist Ne-Yo on the Soul Lounge.
Yeah.
don't get it. Do you enjoy being hurt? I know you smell the perfume, the makeup on his shirt. You don't believe his stories. You know that they're all lies. Bad as you are, you stick around, and I just don't know why.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
You're the type of woman
deserve good things.
Fist full of diamonds,
a head full of rain.
Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. A baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Description looks so good that it hurts. You're a dime plus 99, and it's a shame. Don't even know what you were. Everywhere you go, they stop and stare, cause you're better than shows. From your head to your toes, out of control. Baby, you know,
if I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'll be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right. Deserves good things,
fist full of diamonds,
a head full of rings.
Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Oh, baby, good love and protection. Oh, make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me.
You deserve better.
You know you deserve better.
We should be together,
girl. Baby. With me and you, it's whatever, girl. Hey, so can we make this thing us? You should let me love you.
Let me be the one.
Let me be the one to give.
Neo was born in a small town in Arkansas. His mother named him Schaefer Shamir Smith. Both of his parents were musicians who encouraged him to pursue his dream of becoming a force in the music industry. By the time he was 18, Neo had already performed at the legendary Apollo Theater in New York City and on MTV as a member of the group Envy. After the group disbanded in 2000, Neo was able to secure a contract with Columbia Records. Unfortunately, he was dropped from the label before his record was released. One of the songs on that album was called That Girl, which made its way around to singer Marcus Houston, who re-recorded the song and released it on his album. That move started Neo's professional songwriting career. Neo continued to write songs for other artists, Christina Milian, Faith Evans, Mary J. Blige, and Music Soul Child, all sang his words. And in early 2006, after a meeting with then-CEO of Def Jam Records, Jay-Z, he was given an opportunity to sing his own. His debut album, In My Own Words, peaked at number one on the Billboard 200 chart and reached platinum status thanks to this next song. This is Neo with So Sick on the Soul Lounge Spotlight. You're listening to the Soul Lounge Spotlight featuring Neo. If you like what you're hearing, let me know. I am on Facebook and Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. And while we're connected, feel free to let me know if there's an artist you'd like to hear featured on a future Soul Lounge. Was the title track from Neo's second album, Because of You. Released in 2007, he became the go-to man for R&B mid-tempo hits. And of course, lyrics that go straight to the heart of the matter. In fact, here's one of my favorites. This is Do You from our spotlight artist, Neo.
Yeah, yeah. gotta keep my conversation clean. But you're the flyest thing I've seen. Yeah. Since I came up in here, you're a superstar, my dear. I don't wanna waste your time.
Nah, don't waste your time.
Oh, no corny play.
We'll be back with more from Neo on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
Shaking my From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Welcome back to the Soul Lounge Spotlight featuring the music of Neo. We pick up his story in 2008, which, according to Neo, was the year of the gentleman, which was also the title of his third album. This was his declaration after noticing what he believed to be an absence of gentlemanly essence, which he describes as calm, courteous, kind, and charming in the music industry. The title of the album represented Neo trying to model for men what it is to be a gentleman in the music industry. The album has been described as a superb concept album about what a great boyfriend Neo can be. Here is the first single from the Year of the Gentleman. It's called Closer. This is the Soul Lounge Spotlight, Neo.
A star, and I swear I know her face. I just don't know who you are. Turn the music up in here. I still hear her loud and clear, like she's right there in my ear, telling me that she wants to own me, to control.
It sounds so good.
Gentleman album, that was Ne-Yo with Miss Independent, a song that earned him 2 Grammy Awards in 2009. While he was working on his own projects, Ne-Yo was also writing for other artists. One of the things that makes him such a successful songwriter is his knack for writing songs for female artists. In 2008, he penned the first single from Jennifer Hudson's debut album, which earned them both Grammy nominations. See if you can remember this one. You're listening to the Soul Lounge Spotlight featuring singer-songwriter Ne-Yo.
Is that you?
Do we stay?
That was Jennifer Hudson with Spotlight, a song written by this week's Spotlight artist, Ne-Yo. After the release of his third album, Ne-Yo spent a couple of years working with other artists. He recorded a duet with New Kids on the Block and another with Mariah Carey. He was also busy running his own recording studio and record label. In 2010, Ne-Yo released Libra Scale, not one of his more popular albums, but it was a turning point for the artist who was steadily becoming a mainstay in the pop and dance world. Though he still maintains his identity as an R&B artist, his fan base has steadily grown thanks to a number of collaborations with producers like Calvin Harris and David Guetta. But even with all of his dance success, he gave the urban music lovers the perfect happy hour anthem on the Libra Scale album. It's called Champagne Life, and it's next. You're listening to the Soul Lounge Spotlight featuring Ne-Yo.
Yes. It was a beautiful day. It's gonna be a beautiful night. Break out the champagne. Everybody get a laugh. Let's start it off sexy. What do you say? And all the ladies say. And all the ladies say. I think I like that. And all the ladies say. If you living that life the way you living, can't live it no other way. I need you to put a bottle in the air right now. Welcome to the champagne life, where trouble is a bubble in the champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same. Don't act like you don't know the name. And we gonna do it like this. Let's go. same when we living that champagne life. Sexier than a regular clap. Oh, it's a party. Reserved for top notch. Let's bring it back.
Oh, hey.
Neo and Champagne Life on the Soul Lounge Spotlight. By this time, Neo began exploring his talents beyond music. He started sharpening his acting chops with guest appearances on a few American television shows and a few major motion picture releases. In 2012, Neo made a power move. He and his label imprint moved from Def Jam Records to Motown, where he was also appointed Senior Vice President of A&R, which meant he was now the executive in charge of discovering and cultivating new talent for the iconic label. With all that going on, he was still able to release another album. R.E.D., an acronym for Realizing Every Dream, was released in September of 2012. He enjoyed some success with the single Let Me Love You Until You Learn to Love Yourself, which was co-written by Sia on pop radio. But the project failed to impress R&B fans. Here's a cut from R.E.D., one of my favorites. It's called Miss Right on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
First I'll say hello.
Our story today ends with the release of his 2015 album, Nonfiction. Neo's story is nowhere close to being over. He continues to work on developing new artists, writing songs for some of the biggest names, and most importantly, spending time with his family. He and his wife welcomed their son, Schaefer Jr., the couple's first, and Neo's third. Neo has named Michael Jackson, Luther Vandross, R. Kelly, and Teddy Riley as his major influences. And like all of those artists, he continues to leave his mark on the R&B landscape. We are so looking forward to hearing what he does on his forthcoming album. But until then, he'll continue to occupy space as one of our best on the 2000s playlist. Thank you again for joining me on the Soul Lounge Spotlight. I am the Lady DJ, and if you have any questions about the show or if there's an artist you'd like for me to feature on a future show, let me know. I am on social media at VOA Lady DJ. Until we meet again, take care of yourselves and, most importantly, each other. Peace.
Just turns into screaming. Oh, and now it's some yelling. baby, can we make